Welcome to this special presentation that has been sponsored by the Church of God International and produced by the Armor of God media team. It's been designed basically to, well, answer some questions about God's plan. What is God doing? You see, many of you, over the years of broadcasting the Armor of God telecast internationally, have asked us the question about whether or not God does indeed have a plan. And if He does, what is God intending to do to resolve some of mankind's injustices, His anger, His hostility, well, frankly, His inhumanity to man? Well, believe it or not, my friends, there is indeed in your Bible a key to understanding what God's plan is and how He does intend to resolve some of mankind's what appear to be overwhelming problems. They're listed as holy days in the book of Leviticus, particularly in chapter 23. And in the listing of these seven holy days, there is one holy day in particular called the Feast of Tabernacles that really illustrates how God does, in fact, intend to resolve mankind's problems. Well, today I've got my good friend, Mr. Bronson James, with me. Many of you know him as one of the commentators on the Armor of God telecast. Bronson, good to have you here with us today.
Well, Bill, it's great. Thanks for having me here in this beautifully idyllic setting.
Oh, it's good to have you here, really. And even more so because I understand you're going to help us a little bit in understanding just how God's holy days illustrate to us what God is in fact doing, and in particular, how the Feast of Tabernacles illustrates the method by which God is going to help mankind resolve his problems.
Well, Bill, you know this is quite a broad subject, but it bears some illumination. From the book of the Torah, the books of the law, the first five books of the Bible, we find presentations concerning all of the holy days. But as you matriculate through the Bible, all the way through the book of Revelation, you are struck by the fact that God is going to set His hand into the affairs of human beings to bring that very item that man desires to see, and that's peace. The Feast of Tabernacles pictures a time of peace when God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ are going to intervene in the affairs of humankind and establish His kingdom. Jesus Christ talked about the kingdom of God. It's going to be established on the earth. And the Feast of Tabernacles is an integral part of explaining that circumstance. Now, when you come to an idyllic setting such as this, you should also come to understand why the Church of God International frequently selects spots like this where people can contemplate the peace that is to come through the Feast of Tabernacles.
They promote an atmosphere useful for learning the plentiful meanings of the Feast of Tabernacles. But you may still be wondering and asking, what is the Feast of Tabernacles? And what significance does it have for Christians today? That is a question embedded with great mystery and intrigue reaching all the way back to Greco-Roman culture of the early New Testament church. Sadly, due to Greek philosophy, identified in history as the Hellenizing era, men like Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Cato, and along with some others, caused the early New Testament Christians to abandon many of the original teachings of Jesus Christ. The Feast of Tabernacles was discarded as a Jewish festival. However, many modern 21st century Christians are blinded by traditions adopted from this Babylonian, Greco-Roman culture. camouflaging the obvious scriptural connection with Jesus Christ and the New Testament church. Jesus Christ observed the Feast of Tabernacles. Now the Jews' Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart from here and go into Judea, that your disciples also may see the works that you are doing. But when his brothers had gone up, then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Now, about the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How does this man know letters, having never studied? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his who sent me. Jesus Christ observed the Feast of Tabernacles because there were important meanings and patterns portrayed by it. He knew it revealed how God would ultimately resolve mankind's problems. And humanity has many enormous issues currently driving him closer to the eve of destruction. War continues to plague humankind. Ongoing conflicts continue to disturb peace efforts in the Middle East, Africa, and Europe. South America continues to face civil unrest and is increasingly suspect of harboring terrorists, while China begins to emerge as a new contending world power. The world, using many international organizations and charities, forges ahead, battling against plagues of famine, pestilence, starvation, disease. The many conflicts and assorted issues seem so overwhelming and beyond mankind's ability to solve them. Unfortunately, God's word, the Bible, is explicit. If God does not intervene, humankind will self-destruct. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. But central to the meaning of the Feast of Tabernacles is this message of world peace unto all men of good will among all nations and people. A time when the knowledge of the true and living God will cover the nations as the oceans do the seabeds. The prophets of old confirmed. Jesus Christ will establish God's rule of law throughout the whole world, commencing from the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall be split in two, from east to west, making a very large valley. Half of the mountain shall move toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth, In that day, there shall be one Lord, and his name one. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the framing of the Feast of Tabernacles. World peace. Utopia. Throughout all the world and around the globe. The Church of God International attempts to capture this future event by selecting locations that promote family, friendship, and a love for God and humanity, with an emphasis on learning about God's plan in an atmosphere of worship, unity, and fun. In the course of this 7-day festival, many events and opportunities to participate are made available. Worship services, Bible studies, camping, entertainment, fellowship, dining out or just visiting with friends and family. The Feast of Tabernacles is all about celebrating the kingdom of God on earth, resulting in world peace and benefiting all of humanity. Living waters on the great last day represent eternal life proceeding from those resurrected Christians, now immortal, helping Jesus Christ, King of Kings, prepare the world for the resurrection of the rest of the dead. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Jesus Christ beseeches men and women everywhere that if we would believe on him, immortality will be ours. This day, the great last day, is in recognition that ultimately, all of mankind will have an opportunity to be born of God as immortal beings. Now that is something to rejoice about.
So there you have it. That's the abbreviated presentation of God's plan through the Feast of Tabernacles to intervene in the pursuit of peace by humankind that will come to no avail. But because God will intervene, he is going to establish his kingdom and his rule of law on the earth.
Boy, that's a mindful of information, Bronson.
Well, it is, but King David, you know, he opined in one of the great Psalms, Psalm 8, that God Almighty has his mind full of humanity, that his love is so extensive that he is going to intervene and cause men to embrace peace when there has been no peace through all of the human elements.
you know, listening to you, if I got this right, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in addition to what we've just seen and hearing what you're saying, if I've got this right, what I'm beginning to understand is that the Feast of Tabernacles also means, I mean, there seems to be additional meaning that, in fact, man ultimately is going to tabernacle with God, and God is ultimately intending to tabernacle with man.
Well, absolutely, Bill. I mean, the whole human existence in our tabernacle buildings that are temporary will be visited, was visited historically by Jesus Christ to tabernacle in the human flesh. But ultimately, when that millennial reign has expired 1,000 years, on the other side of it, God the Father himself is going to come down and dwell among former human beings and tabernacle with us on a permanent basis.
Well, there you have it, friends. As you can see, the Feast of Tabernacles has many additional deep, rich meanings. And frankly, the only way that you can really get a true sense of what the Feast of Tabernacles is really all about is to feel it. And frankly, one of the best ways of getting that sense of feel about the benefits of what the feast can do for you and your family is to experience it. So let me take this opportunity on behalf of all of us here at the team of the Armor of God Media Group, as well as the home office there in Tyler, Texas, to offer this as an open invitation to all of you to come on down and keep the Feast of Tabernacles at one of our sponsored sites. Let me suggest, though, also that before you do that, that you call us on our 888 number, that's 888-578-8791, or our website at www.cgi.org. There you'll be able to obtain the locations of where those feast sites are, because they do change from year to year. Also, let me ask or mention this as well, and that is that if indeed this presentation has been helpful to you and you've found it rather, what you could say, edifying and helpful in the sense of explaining what the feast is and would like to share it maybe with family and friends, well, then do take the opportunity when you make that toll-free call or hit us on our website to ask for your free offer. And let me emphasize free, because this presentation is on a DVD format, not on VHS, but DVD format for your obtaining upon your request. So do take the opportunity, because I think your family and friends would certainly enjoy listening to something that would interest you or has interested you on this level. For the rest of you, though, who are intending on keeping the feast, and those of you who have grown to become accustomed to keeping the feast from year to year, let me again, on behalf of the home office and those of us here representing the Armor of God media team, to wish you a happy Feast of Tabernacles and Godspeed to all of you there keeping the feast.
Bill.
What?
I think you're forgetting something.
What am I forgetting?
Well, you know, we often remind people of a very important point as we close out each program on the armor of God.
Oh, okay.
To put on the whole armor of God, my friends,
that you may be able to stand in the evil day.